After the Lord Jesus introduces the subject of the new birth in his interview with Nicodemus in John chapter 3, Nicodemus immediately shifts into a kind of hyper-literalistic mode. We don't know how sincere the question was. It could have been sarcastic, or it could have just been honest desire for clarification. When Nicodemus says, "What do you mean being born again? How can a man be born again when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" That doesn't sound so sincere. It sounds a little bit sarcastic. Usually, we won't go wrong the more literally we interpret Scripture. In some cases, though, and I think the cases are quite obvious, the Holy Spirit helping us, it's better to interpret the Scripture in a slightly non-literal way. The New Testament is replete with these kinds of examples. They're usually connected to Jesus. When Jesus says, "I'm the door," we don't interpret that literally. We don't interpret it literally when he says, "I'm the light of the world," because he is not a series of waves and particles in physics that we call light. But we know what he means by that. Nicodemus shifted to a way too literal interpretation of what the Lord was asking. And so the Lord qualifies. And he said, "Unless someone is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." So here Jesus focuses on two components of the new birth, water and Spirit. So we continue tomorrow on this vital subject. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. Visit us at rampartpublications.com.